Horror by Guy de Maupassant. That evening in my study I had read the writings of an author long since dead. 'Twas midnight when my soul was seized with fear. A fear of what? I know not. None was near. A friend to console, a foe to do me harm. And yet I shuddered, breathless with alarm, as if a portent bade me understand some nameless act of horror was at hand. I thought that someone stood behind my chair, smiling a cruel smile, a grisly leer, whose moveless lines would never disappear, yet not an uttered accent moved the air. I was in torture lest he touch my hair, and bending over me that cursed face, a long lean hand upon my shoulder place. For were that hand to stroke me, I should die. Ah, he was drawing nearer to my seat, closer and closer on soundless feet. And were it for my soul's salvation, I would not have ventured in that moment dread to make one movement or to turn my head. And just as birds, when furious tempests blow, are buffeted and beaten to and fro, hither and thither turned my startled thought, as if some refuge from despair I sought. Sweat drenched my members, as if death were near, yet all was silence in that chamber drear, save my own chattering teeth that shook for fear. But suddenly I heard a creaking sound, and if some viewless forms went hurrying by, with terror dazed, I uttered a wild cry. Ah, never yet such a fearful note found utterance in any human throat. Then I fell stiff and senseless to the ground.